council on a wide range of local land use. AT&T U-verse or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs podcast channel.
Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Midland City Planning Commission taking place on Tuesday, March 12th. This meeting is called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call roll.
Thomas. Powell?
Here.
McCoy?
Here.
Craig?
Here.
Nosek?
Here.
Griffiths?
Here.
Broderick?
Here.
Decro?
Here.
Kohlinger?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. First item on our agenda is approval of the minutes. We have one set of minutes to approve this evening, those from our regular meeting on February 6th. Any edits, comments, commissioners? Looking for a motion.
To approve.
And I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from our regular meeting on February 6th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Those minutes are approved. Next item on our agenda would have been public hearings, but the site plan on the agenda has been postponed at request of the applicant, correct?
That's correct. We expect that'll come back before you in April.
Okay. Any old business, commissioners? Any public comments unrelated to items on the agenda?
John Nelson, 6106 Sturgeon Creek Parkway, Midland, Michigan. Last time I've seen you people was right before the vote. I think you voted on the Ashman and Rob thing. So I want you to remember that y'all voted 8-1. One guy had enough guts, I think, to actually vote against changing Rod and Ashman. As it went up to the city council, it was actually 4-1 against changing the roads to two-way streets. So it tells me the only reason they changed the city council was overwhelmingly the people of Midland did not want that. And I'm thinking that you all, when I listened to you all giving your explanations, it was all mostly for your own benefits. It wasn't thinking about the people of Midland. It was thinking about your own self-interest, like people have to drive a certain out of their way to maybe get there. But the people of Midland didn't want it. 80%, roughly 80% of the people didn't want that to happen. So since you're supposed to be representing the people of Midland, you ought to be thinking that this is why you should be voting with the people, not for your own interest. It's the people that you work for, or you actually don't work, volunteer for, because that's the thing that's important, is what the people want, not what you individuals want. And you're all, except for one, had the guts to stick up for the people, and then only one of you stood up for that. So I think you should consider that, because think about the past. You say you're a progressive city. We claim we're progressive and modern Midland, right? Well, if you would have changed it back, you would have been regressing to what it was before. And now as the circle is coming up, you're going to want to regress back to putting the circle back in like it was before. Why did these things happen in the past? The reason why was traffic flow, okay? Now you might have about 1% or less of the people that actually walk and drive and ride bikes back and forth. I've been down the streetscape, and I've been counting since June, because I go to the gym at the Dow Gym, and I go down Saginaw Road, So I go one way, and I count the number of people all the way from the circle, all the way to the end. It's probably two people at the average. Of course, in the winters, even less than that, right? And then when I come back, I go from Patrick Road all the way to the circle, I count the people. It's still one or two people. That's all you see on the streetscape. So that tells me there's not a lot of people riding their bikes up and down that 8-foot sidewalk we spent $6 billion on. For two people, one person, it doesn't seem like a very good use of money to be spending money like that. Although I'm not really talking about that. If you talk about Rod and Ashland, it's the same scenario. You don't have that many people walking or riding their bikes down those roads. You have a few, I have to say that, but it's probably 1%. If you stood there and counted how many people and how many cars, you'd find that there's not going to be that many people in cars. So this is kind of preemptive, and I think you should consider it, because the next thing that's coming up now is going to be the circle redevelopment. And to me, it's another insane idea, because cutting off Jefferson is just plain. Talking about making things difficult, that'd be the most difficult thing, because people want to go down Jefferson to the mall or whatever's down that way they want to get to. They cut off on Saginaw Road and go straight. Now you want them to go some convoluted way to get there. And for people like me who come the other way, because that's where I live, northeast of town, I come the other way. And when I want to go to the post office, I go down, cut off on Jefferson, and go to the post office. Now I have to go some other convoluted way to get to the post office or to Kroger's, because I like to go down to Kroger's that way. But to me, it's just, who's it benefiting? All these things are benefiting very small, very, very small percentage of the population. And for the commissioners here that voted for it because it was going to make the Ashland and Rod more convenient for themselves, that's not thinking about the people. It's thinking about your own self-interest. And I think as a commission, you ought to be thinking about the people. And I have to commend the one guy that did vote with the people. He did a good job, and I wish there were more, because I'm so tired of seeing 8-0, 8-1. It's always the same. There's nobody else with a different opinion that doesn't sound like in this group. And I think you ought to be starting to think about the people. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Any other public comments unrelated to items on the agenda? We'll move to new business. We have one item this evening, and that is Midland City Modern.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So at your meeting on February 6th, you received a list of recommended amendments to the proposed master plan. We also had a discussion of four topics that arose during the 63-day review and comment period, and the Planning Commission provided us with some initial direction on those four topics. You asked us to bring two of those items forward as amendments to the plan, so we've added those to our amendments list, which brings the total number of recommended amendments to the plan to 63. One of those was inclusion of your implementation priorities, and based upon that discussion on February 6th, I do not believe there's any additional discussion or direction needed from the Planning Commission on that item. The second item had to do with the proposal to look at an alternative to the M20 routing through downtown Midland. The Planning Commission asked that staff provide two options for consideration to insert a new objective under the downtown Midland goal, one more general and one more specific. Staff has prepared some sample language on that for you all to discuss. Tonight, in addition to discussing item number two, we would look for your general feedback on the proposed list of amendments. We can pull that up on the screen if it's helpful, if there's any that you'd like to discuss as a group. If not, we're just looking for general direction from the Planning Commission in the form of a vote that you'd like us to implement the list of amendments into the draft plan and bring it back to you in order to schedule a public hearing. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'll turn it over to the Planning Commission for discussion.
All right. So Commissioners McCoy, Panasek, and Decro, I don't believe you were here at that last meeting. So any questions on any of the amendments at this point? I think we'll spend more time on the M20, possible M20 addition. But since the three of you weren't here last time, wanted to open it up since this is the last time we'll have for amendments in general.
Yeah.
No, probably just diving deeper into the M21 is good, so.
Okay.
I would agree.
Same.
Okay. So I guess to start the discussion there, so Commissioner Griffiths and Commissioner Broderick, I believe a lot of the discussion started with the two of you last time around. So I'm curious to know your initial reactions to the more specific and more general options that were presented.
Reading, so I read all of them again, and to me it seems like they put my jumbled brain into English, so it made sense.
Do you have any preference at this point between the more general or the more specific, or do you think they both accomplish the same?
If I had a preference, I would say the more general, just because I think it gives us more broader option of exploring that entire area, not just a specific, a specific focus on one project versus looking at everything. We might find something that can help the growth without necessarily doing a whole redevelopment.
Okay. Commissioner Broderick, what do you think?
I probably feel the same way. Just I don't know that I see a benefit going the more narrow route or the more broad route, but I think the more broad route would allow progress to be made without being too pinhole specific.
Okay. Commissioner McCoy, what do you think?
I have to agree with the more general option. It's not giving anything a specific name or direction, just saying it's something we want to look at and keep in mind kind of as the area continues to develop.
Okay. Commissioner Decker?
Yeah, I guess a question on that too is, we'll be revisiting this master plan multiple times over the next 25 years. What's the cadence on?
State law suggests, requires, but it's a suggestion since there's no enforcement mechanism, that communities review their plan no less than every 5 years. Historically, the city of Midland has reviewed the plan on a more frequent basis.
Okay. Yeah, the more general, I think, makes sense since we will continue to revisit it and look at more specifics as we go along.
Okay. Yeah. Commissioner Panasik?
I would agree with the general. So. Yeah.
Mr. Powell?
Yeah, I agree. I think that the kind of some of the concerns for M20 were multifaceted and being either traffic or noise or trucks, and solving maybe one of those issues through the general approach and not already prescribing the solution with the specific.
Okay. Commissioner Craig?
Yeah, I agree with what folks have said about the board general. This came up as a comment from the community in the last meeting, and we hadn't talked about something specific about, that business route 20 and M20. And so I think the more general accomplishes the goal of just keeping it on people's minds as we're looking into options for the goal of revitalizing downtown.
Okay. Any final comments on the implementation priorities or just the other amendments that we discussed last time?
Nope. I'm good there.
Okay. So I'm hearing consensus on the more general addition of the M20 bypass to page 14 under the goal supporting the continued revitalization of downtown. Any other comments or questions about the implementation priorities or the other amendments that we've reviewed before? Okay. So I will make a motion that we implement the amendments as presented, including the more general amendment regarding the M20 bypass to the page 14 underneath the support continued revitalization of downtown goal.
I'll second.
Is that Commissioner Broderick?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see you. We have a motion from Commissioner Kohlinger and a second from Commissioner Broderick to implement the amendments as presented and bring them back to schedule a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. You have your direction.
Thank you. And I will note, we anticipate, I'll be providing an update to City Council on April the 8th with regard to the status of the plan. We are aiming to have the updated plan prepared around the beginning of May and to bring that forward to you at your meeting on May 14th so that you can consider setting a public hearing for June 11th. So that should put us on track to put you in position. The public hearing is the last required step before you can consider adoption. So at any point from June 11 forward, you could entertain adoption of the plan.
Okay. And thank you to Mr. Musty as well for being here tonight and for presenting the original amendment.
But you gave me no opportunity to speak. And I thought when you asked for public comment, not on the agenda, this was on the agenda. And you gave no opportunity for me to speak. And now you've already decided. Doesn't seem very fair. Doesn't seem to do what you said you would do.
Appreciate the feedback. We had public comment on this at our last meeting. It was underneath old business. We made a decision based on direction from staff.
But why do you say public comment on things not on the agenda? You should have public comment on things on the agenda.
And we will have public comment on this when we bring back the full master plan to Planning Commission in order to schedule a public hearing at that time. Next item on our agenda, assuming there is no other new business from the commission, would be communications. I'm not seeing any.
That's correct.
For the chairperson, I have none. For the planning director.
Just a reminder, your March 21st meeting has been canceled for lack of action items. We'll be back together on April the 9th. We have two site plan reviews, a parking lot project at Ashman and Buttles, and a veterinary clinic. The exact location I'm failing to remember, Mr. Smith, if you've...
Luana Street.
Yep, so near Center City. So those two items will be on your agenda, and that's all I've got this evening.
Okay. Looking for a final motion.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.